call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, Monday, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss, you want to share. We just came back from a weekend. Maybe you want to talk about your weekend. You want advice, whatever. 766-9370. It's your chance to get on and shoot the poop with us. My deal today, oddly enough, I've got one.
Can't believe it.
Over the weekend, my son officially became a man, and he's only 15, but clearly beyond his years, and we celebrated this father-son rite of passage.
Uh-oh.
There's no going back, even though he's 3 years away from 18. It is official, and that is what led me to bring in the Vision Quest soundtrack today, because he and I watched Vision Quest Saturday night. He had a cold. He didn't feel good, and I said, son, you got to watch this. He wants to wrestle this year. They're getting into wrestling season. And I said, okay, this is a coming-of-age movie for the ages. We're going to watch Vision Quest. He's like, nah, I don't want to watch it. Nah, he's been putting me off for a couple weeks on it.
He doesn't see the legitimacy to Vision Quest.
Well, and here's the thing. It has all the basic feel groups in this movie. It's got sex. It's got coming-of-age. It's got life lessons. It's got destiny. It's got all the good making. It's got a little violence.
It's got some bullying.
It's got some bullying. It's got some fighting and aggression. It has all the things that a great coming of age movie should have. And he watched it. And after we turned it off, and I told him, I said, what's it feel like? And he said, what? And I said, being a man.
And he
chuckled a little bit. He thought that was funny, and I asked him what he thought about the movie, and he said it was pretty good. I go, did you think it was boring? He said, no. I go, did you like the story? And he's like, yeah, it was okay.
They don't dig the old 80s movies. What's up with that?
Because they have stories, and they have lessons.
It breaks my heart.
It's just, I guess they're a little boring. You know, we watched it on the Blu-ray player, so it looked decent. It was on DVD.
Are they a little boring? They're coming of life tales.
Yeah. No, they're not boring for me. I sit down, I watch it, and I've seen it, I don't know, probably 100 times.
Yeah, but saying it's not boring for you is not saying much. But I chime in and I say, no, the movie's not boring. That's pretty much the masses. You're a weirdo.
Yeah, really for
me. You don't
me.
Even like watch Star Wars or anything like that, like the good movies.
Okay, so we start talking about Vision Quest, and now you're going to bring in Star Wars? Star Wars is what wrecks cinema for me.
We're trying to talk about coming-of-age movies.
Well, Star Wars isn't coming-of-age.
Yes.
That's coming-of-wedgie-age is what that is.
Did he make it through without sleeping?
No, he didn't sleep. He liked the movie. You know, it's a decent-paced movie, you know, and the dirtbag that works at the hotel that cooks, you know, he's got some choice words, and they talk a lot about female reproductive parts and all that stuff, and then they have sex, and there's a couple lines in there, and it's a fantastic movie, and it's a teenage movie. And the other thing I told my son is that the guy's name is Gary Schofling, I believe is the guy. You might remember him as Jake. Okay, Jake was in Pretty in Pink.
Okay.
Jake had the Porsche. That was the guy that Molly Ringwald wanted to get with.
Yep.
Gary Schofling, I believe his name is, he plays Cooch in Vision Quest. He's the guy that thinks he's an Indian. He was an Olympic wrestler, and he was like an all-state champion in high school. He was a real deal wrestler back when he was young, and he had to do that movie and let Loudon Swain, Matthew Modine, be the big shot guy, and he didn't know anything about wrestling. So the guy that knew everything about wrestling had to sit back in the movie and kind of take a sidekick role when he was truly, in real life, a wrestler.
Wow. So,
anyway, he liked it. He said it was okay, but I always thought it was a pretty good movie, and it's pretty tame because it has sex, and it has romance, and it has all that stuff, but it's still PG-13-ish.
It's high school.
It's high school.
That was high school for me. Except I didn't do all the things that they were doing. Nobody put a big log on their shoulders and ran up and down bleachers and whatnot.
Well,
that was
true.
The way we trained in wrestling.
Yeah, that's because you didn't have a shoop in your area. There's only one shoop that goes around in high school wrestling, and that was him. And you know what happened to shoop at the end? He lost.
Shoop was Jason Gardner at my school.
Well, I think every school had a shoop.
Yeah.
But every Shoop loses. That's the moral of the story. And if you have a vision quest and you put your mind to it, according to Matthew Modine, you can accomplish anything.
You can make your vision a quest.
766-9370. If you have a deal, you on the phone if you got those. And what else do we have to do? Oh, we're going to give you details on cash today because we got $1,000 haulers coming back each and every hour starting 6A to 6P, and it's going to happen each and every hour. None of that flimsy, piddly, you know, we'll give you cash like four times a day. This is every hour, $12,000 a day, so we'll give you the details on that. Here's Sticks
All right.
On the river.